Perfect. So, like I said, I am recording the meditation, so you will have the recording of this to repeat at will. And as I mentioned, they've asked me to title this meditation Spring Cleaning. And as we are bringing the energy of the spring equinox into this, they don't want me to say any more. So we'll go right into it. So everybody, let's take a nice deep breath in together. And exhale. Then taking another deep breath in together. And exhale. And one more deep breath in together. And exhale. So what I'd like you to do is put your attention at the base of your spine and feel there's a grounding cord there, literally plugging you into Mother Earth like a toaster. I don't know why it's always a toaster, but it's always a toaster. Yeah, they want to keep this light. And now I want you to focus on that point at the base of the spine. And you're going to replace that grounding cord. So you're going to cut off the grounding cord and watch as an even thicker, stronger, wider grounding cord goes all the way from the base of your spine down through the floor, down into the earth, going down further and further through the crust of the earth, all the way in to the center of Mother Earth. And that fiery core, think of all the energy that is in that fiery core of this earth that is so intense and so powerful that it literally keeps our earth warm. Huge energy, and that energy, that power, that love that Mother Earth, Gaia, has for us is now coming up that grounding cord and coming up all the way into the base of the spine. And literally going through your entire spinal cord. Feel it going up one vertebra at a time. This fiery, loving energy, fire and power, the heart chakra, the power chakra, coming up through the base of the spine. That energy all flowing up and now coming all the way up into the brainstem. And as it hits the brainstem, I want you to feel that energy literally going throughout your entire central nervous system. It is literally going out through every single nerve passage into every single nerve ending in your body. And you can almost picture it like a yellow, red, orange light igniting all these areas of your body, going out into the nerve endings that go even beyond your skin, going out into your auric field. Your nerve endings don't end where your body ends. So again, feeling that fiery core of Mother Earth and the love and our connection to it coming up into the base of the spine, going throughout the entire spinal column, up into the brainstem, and going throughout your entire central nervous system. Feel that warmth, the divine feminine energy. And now I'd like you to put your attention about an inch or two above your head, into the crown chakra. I want you to picture a spinning disc about an inch or two above your head, and it is opening like two French doors to the heavens. And then about a foot or so above your head is a beautiful golden ball of light. And this ball of light is now opening up and raining down gossamer strands of white golden light. And this light represents your connection to God, source energy, universe, your soul self, All of that radiant light is now pouring down over you like a waterfall of light. And first I want you to feel it all around you, creating a beautiful cocoon of light all around you. And then as you feel your crown chakra open, almost like you're creating a vortex or whirlpool, pulling this light into your body. And you feel this beautiful waterfall of light coming down in through your crown, in through the top of your head, coming into the brain, into your third eye, coming down around the front of your face, your cheeks, the back of your head, into the pineal gland. You feel the pineal gland opening up even more, that flower of light opening up even more, revealing this beautiful jewel. As that beautiful light continues down into your throat, coming down the back of your neck, going down your shoulders, down your arms, into your elbows, into your forearms, and you feel that beautiful light coming into the palms of your hands. And you almost feel like there's a ball of light in the palms of your hands. This is your energy. You are feeling your energy in the palms of your hands. And if you haven't already, please turn the palms of your hands upward to feel this, to collect this, to gather this energy, this creative power. And you feel that light now shooting out through your fingertips. And I want you to put your attention back on that ball of light. And as it's raining down that light, again, in through your head, through your third eye, coming down into your throat, and now you feel it coming down your chest and the upper back, going down into the heart center, filling up your heart center with light as it continues down through your rib cage, your middle back, going into each and every organ in the body, going into your lungs, your liver, your kidneys, all opening up to this beautiful healing light, this divine light. As that light goes down further into your stomach, you feel it coming into your upper abdomen, your power center, going down into the lower belly, into your sacral center, and through your intestines, the lower back, all filling up with this radiant light as it continues down through your pelvic region, your hips, going down into your thighs, into your knees, your feels your muscles relaxing even more as it goes down into your calves, into your ankles, your heels, going down into the soles of your feet, into the balls of your feet, and literally feeling that light shooting out your toes. And again, putting your attention on that energy coming up from Mother Earth as you're putting your intention and your attention on the energy coming in from above. You feel this beautiful blending of the masculine and feminine energy and power within you, balanced out, continually flowing. And what I would like you to do is now picture yourself in a beautiful meadow. This is a place where you can always come to. This is your special place where you can come and connect with yourself, with everything around you. And I want you to look and see, what colors do you see? Do you see trees in front of you? Are there flowers? Are you sitting on grass? Is the sky blue or is it cloudy? And now leaving the eyes behind and seeing with the rest of your senses, what do you smell? Do you smell the flowers? Do you smell the trees? Is there water nearby? And then going onto your skin, what do you feel? Do you feel a breeze in the air? Is it warm or is it a little cool? Is the air moist? And now what do you hear? Do you hear birds chirping? Do you hear wind moving through the trees? Is there a brook nearby? Do you hear water running? Or maybe there's an ocean nearby and you hear waves lapping up on the shore. Maybe you hear little animals rustling around in the trees. And even what do you taste? What's the air taste like? As you breathe it in, what does it taste like? Seeing with the rest of your senses, feeling with the rest of your senses what it's like to be here in this space. And I'd like you to invite one of your guides to come in and just sit here and hold space with you. And watch as they come up and approach you. You can notice if they're male or if they're female. Notice what they're wearing. But even more so, as they approach you and get closer, feel what is their energy like. Feel how much love they have for you. How happy they are to be here holding space with you. How happy they are to radiate their loving energy and light to harmonize yours even more with your own divine light. They are the perfect example of each of you. Radiating their light, allowing you to tune in and vibrate with it. Now, what I'd like you to do is just take a deep breath in. As we're going to do some spring cleaning of energy in the body, energy that no longer serves you. And we're going to replace it with light. And your guide is here to assist you in holding space for this process. So I want you to just feel in your body, tuning into your higher self. Is there anywhere in your body that just kind of peaks up right now or speaks to you? That may be holding any resentment or any anger or any limiting beliefs. And you don't have to know what they are. We're literally just tuning into the body. And I want you to just breathe light into whatever area you're feeling. Maybe you're feeling something a little bit in your sacral center, in your lower belly, in your abdomen. And just breathe in light to that area. And as you exhale, feel it opening up and loosening up a little bit. Feeling the release. And again, this is not something you need to go down the rabbit hole with. We're just doing some spring cleaning. We've already cleared up the energy centers in the body. Now it's just time to remove what's no longer serving us. So now take another deep breath in and see if there's another part of the body where you might feel a little tightness. Maybe feel something in the throat center. So again, just sending light to that area. And exhaling, feeling it release. And knowing that your guide who is with you is helping you with this process. They're literally helping pull that energy that no longer serves you out from the body. So now we're going to take another deep breath in and feel anywhere there might be tightness. Maybe you feel something in your power center in the solar plexus area. Again, just feeling light coming into that area. Seeing all the cells in that area literally opening up to receiving light. And then exhaling, just releasing the energy, the tightness, whatever it is. It easily flows out. We're in a state of flow. We're going to do it one more time. We're going to breathe in and see if there's anywhere else. You might feel a little tightness. Maybe it's in the third eye, or maybe it's above in the brain. Wherever you feel it, maybe it's in your knee or in your lower back. And just breathing light into this area. Just with your intention. And on your next exhale, feel whatever is not serving you anymore easily release. And now what I'd like you to do is just feel like there is literally a waterfall going from the top of your body, just flowing all the way down. Feel how easy the water just falls through the body. The energy flow just runs right through the body from the top of your head, all the way down, flowing out through the chakras and the soles of your feet. And now we're going to go do a deep scan, a deep cleanse. So if you remember in the beginning of our session today, I spoke to you about picturing something like a French press, a screen, a very, very finely meshed screen. And I want you to feel like this screen is starting at the top of your head, and like a big plane going through your body slowly. So starting at the top of your head, this plane, this screen, is now coming in through the top of your head. And I want you to picture it going at your own pace. There may be areas as you feel this screen cleansing where it gets a little stuck. And if you feel it getting a little stuck, I want you to allow more water to go into that area. Just kind of flushing it out. And you're literally picturing this like a French press of coffee. And as the screen goes down, you're literally just clearing out any of the muddy areas and opening up the chakras in the bottom of your feet, because it's just flowing right out. So as this screen, as this plane is scanning down your body, you may feel now going through your brain, going through the third eye, coming down. Maybe you feel it get stuck around your jawline. Wherever you might feel it slowing down, just feel water pouring into that area, loosening up whatever energy is there. And when that scan is ready to continue, just let it go again at your own pace. You're coming down through your throat, and you may be ahead of where I am, or you may be above where I am in the body, but just let it go at your own pace and your own vision. You feel that screen coming down. Going down through your throat, going down your shoulders, coming down the breastplate. Maybe you feel it slowing down, getting a little stuck in the heart center. Again, just sending water to that area, loosening things up. And when you're ready for that screen to move down further, just let it go. Maybe you feel it getting a little stuck in your power center. Again, sending water. Just loosening things up, allowing the flow, gently and easily and at your own pace. And remembering you've got your guide with you, this beautiful ascended master helping you in this process, sending energy to you. And then you feel that scan continuing down through the body. It goes in down into the lower belly. Maybe you feel a little more tightness there. It's slow down there. And again, just sending this beautiful, clear, flowing water coming from above, just kind of swirling around, loosening things up. And when you're ready, just allow the screen to continue down, going down through your hips, down through your muscles into the thighs. Maybe there's a little tension there, a little tightness. Again, feeling that flow of water. Just loosening things up, and you feel the screen going down through your knees, through your calves. Anywhere it slows down, just let it go at your own pace. You don't have to follow exactly where I am. And you feel it now coming down through your ankles. And just letting all, I'm just going to say coffee grounds, just letting them all come out the soles of your feet, going down into Mother Earth, into Pachamama. She's openly receiving this, ready to transmute this energy that no longer serves you. And now we're going to start again. We're going to do a second cleanse. We're going to feel that same filter, except now the screen, the sieve, is even tighter. It's more fine. It's more refined. And again, starting at the top of the head, scanning the body as it comes down. And you feel this time it's going a little more easily. It's moving a little bit more fluidly. And then notice wherever it slows down in the body, maybe coming down through your shoulders, down into the chest area. Maybe you feel it getting a little more, little slow down there. Again, feeling water flowing through. Allowing the water to just swirl around, shake things up a little bit so that it can move more gently, moving out of the body. And allowing the scan to continue down through the rib cage, going down into the belly. Maybe you feel a little slowdown in getting to the intestines, feeling a little blockage. Again, allowing more water to come into this area. Allowing the water to flow, break up anything that might be stuck. When it's ready, allow the screen to come down even further, going down through your hips and your thighs. And again, you feel how it's moving more smoothly this time. Yeah, it may slow down in a couple of areas. Again, that just means you get to send water to that area. Just loosening things up, allowing it to flow even more down through your calves, down into the heels, and again, allowing it all to flow out through the soles of the feet, down into Mother Earth, who is so ready to receive and transmute this energy for you. And now, I want you to picture another plane, another screen, but this screen is full of brilliant white light. This screen is the brightest divine light you can picture. And I want you to picture this screen again coming into the top of your head. But as it does, it is filling your body up from head to toe with brilliant white light. All of those areas that have been cleansed, that have flowed through the body, are now open to receiving this brilliant white light. Feel the energy as this plane, as this screen scans the body and flows through, leaving behind it nothing but brilliant white light energy, your energy, purified, cleansed from any limiting beliefs. Now all you have, as on the top of the screen, are positive beliefs. Our truth is light. And again, at your own pace, feel this brilliant white light screen pressing down through the body, scanning down through the body. And again, leaving truth and beauty and joy, every essence of who you really are. Feel now as the screen, maybe it's now reached your belly or the lower abdominal area. And feel how above it your body is just shining in this brilliant light. As the screen continues down, scanning the body, just pressing out any remnants easily flowing out through the soles of your feet as this beautiful, brilliant white light is replacing it. Going down, maybe that's down to your knees already, going down into your calves, down through your heels, and again, pressing out through the bottoms of your feet. And all you feel now in your body is this brilliant light, this brilliant, pure energy light of love, of joy, of freedom, of power, abundance. Feel that flow through the body. Feel that flow of light just literally pouring from the top of your head all the way down through the soles of your feet, this rush of beautiful white light pouring throughout the body like a waterfall of light. And it's not just going through the body, it's going through your entire auric field. And it's continual, it doesn't stop. It is continually flowing through and cleansing the body of any unwanted energy. Allowing it to flow easily and effortlessly. Opening you up into this beautiful shift of where you are connected more and more to your own pure energy light. So often we don't have to go down the rabbit hole of what we want to release. We can allow it to be done for us. Just by simply scanning the body, breathing into it, and asking our guides to hold space as it releases. Filling that area up with this beautiful, pure light energy. You are pure, divine light energy. You are connected to Source. There is a continual waterfall of light going through you always. It never stops. It is always cleansing you into a beautiful rebirth, into a new set point. And now as you feel your body as an entire light being, I want you to anchor this feeling in. This is your new set point. This is your new set point. This is where you begin in this moment, in this rebirth. It is done. It is happening. There is only moving forward from this point. Joyously moving forward in this pure light. This is done. I want you all to know it is done. You have a new set point. You have stepped into this new portal. You have raised your vibration to match this new shift of energy. The door is closed behind you. There's no going back to the past. It is all joyously moving forward. Feeling this beautiful new set point of your pure light energy. Feeling how extraordinary it is to be you. You are on the leading edge of thought. You've been called to awaken to how amazing you are, to the truth of the fact that you came here to have a beautiful, joyful experience and help others just by shining your own beautiful light. You are pure light beings. And from this moment, you get to step into that, into this rebirth, into this beautiful spring. You get to leap forward. It is done. It is done. It is done. And as your guides collectively are speaking, we are here for you. We are always here for you. We are celebrating you all. We are celebrating you all in this beautiful shift into your light. We welcome you here in this place of light, in the soul plane. You are beautiful light beings. We love you so much. We are here for you. We feel your love. We feel your energy. We feel your heart. We know you because you are us. And you have stepped into this beautiful connection, even more open to knowing your connection to Source, to God, to all that is, to universe. We love you. We see you. We welcome you into the light. We are here to help you in your divine intention to have a joyous experience in this physical plane. We are here to help you bridge your light being with this joyful physical experience. We love you so. We love you so. Feel us with you always. We are with you always and in always. Know this. We are now helping you open your third eye and your chakra to feeling our energy with you even more. We are helping you in your ability to feel and sense your guides with you, to connect with us more, to recognize the connection, because you're always connected to us. But to help you recognize that connection, we are now activating that area in each of you. To help you recognize and feel our presence with you and your connection to all that is. You just have to allow it in. Just with your intention, allow us to do this for you. Sina do kotoro mi ate tar shini te roli mi ate sini ri vada ma te teri yo no ma ate tsitina. In fisho shono ma kotoro shini rava anke shini roli mi ate teri ya. Kata shini no no on pata ta shini ni mo rote di kata la. Se di te tono mi ate te ka a anti shini no ma ake te te pa. In shita kotoro ya a mpiti shini no mi ate te roa. A sera pato un shikate a ale mi ana. Shira a toro shina. We are with you. We love you. We honor you in your journey and your path. Your path is a path of light. Your path is a path of pure light. Enjoy the journey. You are beautiful, pure energy beings. We see your beauty. We see your love. We see you. We are always with you and always loving you. We want you to know that in body, mind, and spirit, and know it in your heart. We are always with you in love and in light, in all realms. In all universes, we are one. I invite you all very slowly and very gently to bring your attention back into your body, back into the room that you're in, feeling your body sitting in the chair that you're sitting in or the couch or wherever you're laying, feeling your breath in the body. Coming back a little bit more and more each time with each breath. Breathing in the air and the beautiful energy all around you. And exhale. Breathing in the light and the love all around you. And exhale. And one more time, breathing in all that love and light that surrounds all of us. Feeling the flow. And then exhale. You can start wiggling your fingers and toes, stretching your body, and bringing that in. This is truth. This is truth. This is as real as it gets. I love you all so much. Thank you for being here for this.